college meeting to order. Let the record show that I haven't heard from anything from morning.
Morning.
I haven't heard anything from Gussie. Everyone's here but her. Anybody here for public comment? Anybody? I'll entertain a motion to approve the minutes from the last in the June meeting.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Purchasing approvals are going around the table. Standing report, Steve.
Okay. Yeah, I just have the report I share with the committee each month. And then Judy's not here today. She did not give me anything to share with the committee.
I noticed last month, she said they were going to hear soon on the funding for this year from the state. Have they heard anything?
No,
do you know?
I do. I know that they have not. No. So. They play that pretty close to the vest. They don't let us know until sometimes in the fall. We don't know what the heck we're going to get. So.
Well,
they only approved a half a year budget. Does she know that?
Is that all that was?
That's all they have. Yeah, they're.
They're going to wait until after the election.
They're going to wait until the election, and if Quinn wins, they'll make the income tax permanent. If Bronner wins, they may not, because then they're going to want to see what he can do without that money.
Okay, any questions for Steve? Judy's not here. Real quick on the, I'm going to start with you.
I do have one thing that, it has to do with my bills. I don't know if. Or should wait till those go around and people look at those, or
what?
Well, every so many years we have our furniture, living room furniture that the kids sit down on. Mm-hmm. We have that redone by Department of Corrections. It's a single source purchase, and we had that approved in capital expenditure. So there's a bill on there that's pretty large.
It's about $800 to refurnish. I noticed that.
Yeah. So what they do is they come down, they'll pick up half of our furniture, take it to Hillsboro, refinish it, new cushions, fabric, and everything, bring that back, pick up the other half. So what they did was they split my bill, and I asked them not to do that. So it's a total of about $9,000. But there's only half of that on this because the bills came in. Next month will be the other one. To make sure the committee knows that I asked them to not split that bill because it doesn't look good for me, like I'm doing this to hide something, and I'm not. But that is a single source deal for us. This furniture is very heavy duty, and we've had kids try to throw it and they can't destroy it. It's really a good purchase deal. Pardon me?
What would it cost brand new?
I don't know.
I know it's
yes, it's considerably cheaper having them do this. Okay. We purchased that furniture from them probably 15 years ago, and then every 5 to 6 years, we send it back, they recondition it, and get it back to us, and it's a heck of a savings. And most other furniture would not hold up to the abuse that our kids put it through, so works out really well.
Okay. Last week, Judge Knapp was in and brought up some issues about the Criminal Justice Center. And between Joe and Timothy downstairs and Joe checking on it, apparently there were some parts on order which stopped the card, reader card thing from working properly. They had some parts, I guess, that ordered for the air conditioner. Apparently, Captain McElmore from the Sheriff's Office said there was never a camera issue other than the fact that they took an older camera and tried to make it a digital camera, which took up more
data.
Yeah, more data, and there was a thing for that. Oh, here's the
so they.
So everything has been addressed with the exception of the card reader. That's a separate company that has to come in. They fixed it. Now there's another issue, and they're waiting on a part for that. So apparently then everything has been addressed. They've had the elevator guy out looking at the elevator, and it's okay. So I think that's...
I remember right, there was also an air conditioner problem. Did they get that correct?
Yeah.
I was calling around the next week on that.
Yeah,
we met on Friday, and by Tuesday they'd had the air conditioner and the
scanner,
the cards, you know, the
scanner thing,
the bomb thing. They had that addressed all by Tuesday, so that was the safety issue. So
are we doing that work?
That things were.
Are people doing that work?
The air conditioning, they do. The grounds does.
Yeah,
but the card reader is a separate company. Whoever installed that, they're the ones that made it.
We thought, and apparently that card reader thing is done by IT for every place except the Criminal Justice Center, and it turns out that was a separate deal that wasn't managed by IT and went through.
Well, the question I think now is,
went through Kurt's.
They evidently said, okay, this is what the problem is. They tried to fix it, but then they realized, well, that wasn't just the only problem, so they got to fix something else. So this is an outside company doing the work. And it's fairly new, my understanding. They're a fairly new company with the county, and so they don't have a real good work record with us, I would say, so far. Do we have any ideas? Is there any way that we can get IT to take that over from them?
Well, I don't know what the contract, how the contract reads.
Because so far I'm not real impressed. First time we have to use them for something, and it's going to take them two or three tries to fix. It seems to be, you know, scanner, you can just replace it.
I don't know, I'll ask a longtime office holder. How do you deal with something like that? If you've got a company that's not working out for you.
You know, sometimes you just have to cut bait. You know, I mean, that's just the way it is. If they're not working, you you limit your investment and start looking at where you can bail out and go to. You're looking for a lifeboat, and then. You know, discuss it with the state's attorney about whether or not you need to take breach of contract with the company. Usually, if you stand tall on them and you, when you start talking about breach of contract, that usually gets somebody's attention. But like I said, there is a lot of frogs out there. And sometimes you just have to move on and go find somebody that can provide the services and not spend any more money on something, not throw any more money down a hole.
Well, we'll see by the next meeting if they have it resolved and if we have any more issues with it.
Well, I think they got it resolved, but they got a new issue now. Something different, completely different with the card. I didn't mean to put you on the spot, but I thought maybe you'd have...
They have something with the card. With the card? Really?
I didn't mean to put you on the spot. I just wanted to get your input on that.
Well, I mean...
And how hard is it to break a county contract? If you have a contract with somebody and they're not living up, can you just say, hey, you're done, or can they threaten legal action, or what?
Yeah, I mean, it can get messy. You know, I mean, that's it. Is that they got it.
But if they're failing to provide the service,
they got contractual claims against you. You got contractual claims against them. I mean, it can get to be messy business. But you know,
who's the contact with the company? Is that Kurt? Is he the contact?
I believe that was through Kurt.
I mean, Kurt just needs to lean on them and say, "Look, this is where the judges do business. This is not a good place to be not performing." You know,
Yeah,
sometimes you just have to lean on them a little bit.
You know,
they're either going to snap too. They're not going to go out of business.
I mean, typically most contracts now include a mediation clause that they take it off the conflict like that. But you know, that doesn't preclude you from. You know, I always insist on contracts that I'm in that we established that the jurisdiction is Madison County. You know, so if there's any suing to be done, it isn't being done down in Dallas, Texas. It's being done in Madison County.
Exactly. That's a good idea.
Okay. Thank you. Okay, Mark. Sir.
I think I probably could go on and on. We have made some significant progress here. I'm pretty proud to report to you that the county's network and the circuit clerk network are one, and that we have merged over, and we're starting to see the efficiencies that can come from that. It's just nothing else. I mean, there'd be less costs of duplicating effort. So I'm actually kind of proud of my association with the IT department. They're a really top-notch bunch, and everything I've ever dealt with them has been very good. There was a question last month, because it was telling you about how far we've come in terms of destroying the document, scanning them, digitalizing them, filming them, and then destroying them. The question was, is that what happens to it once they destroy it? I didn't make copies of this because I just don't believe in giving you paper that you're going to throw away. If you're interested in seeing it, I mean, I'm happy to provide it. But that was part of the bid, that it's a bonded company. They are AAA NAID certified. That, of course, is a national association that provides standards for security and the proper procedures for protecting the information. And, of course, if they're bonded, if they didn't provide it. I toured the facility. It's an old Air Force base up in Rantoul, Illinois. And so it quite literally is bomb-proof. So, you know, it's kind of an appropriate place for our documents. If a tornado or an earthquake or anything came, our documents actually are preserved up until the point that they give us notice and they've given us the documents. We certify to them that we have everything, and then they destroy it, and then they provide us the certification that it's destroyed. So, and when they destroy it, of course, it is confidentially handled, destroyed completely beyond recognition, and then recycled. So it's an additional benefit that it's being recycled. The last little business is that we are about to apply for e-record approval from the Supreme Court. And what that will actually provide is that all these images that we have within our system will be available in electronic form, so that mainly law firms, police agencies, news media, if they have a subscription, will be able to go on and pull up the documents in electronic form. That's a big deal to them because of the efficiency involved in being able to do research from their office rather than it's something that a lot of people have asked me over the last 18 months, and it's, well, unfortunately, you know, we're not allowed at this point to provide that except in a pilot program. We're kind of in the process of expanding that pilot program to some of the law firms that deal in family cases, but at the same time, we're also seeking approval for everyone through the Supreme Court. I'm not sure how that process is going to go. It's interesting, in this process of applying with the Supreme Court, it's a different Bollywood than the Board of Elections. The Board of Elections says, you know, they'll give you standards and say this, and this, where the Supreme Court, they proved to us that you've got it right. And we can't tell you what to put in your application. We can only tell you what's wrong with your application.
Okay.
But I don't know. Lawyers think different than the rest of us.
Isn't it?
No comment.
Yeah. But I appreciate your time. We're moving along. On the evidence locker, we've moved around. We've actually got a lot of the lower. We've actually worked our way through the class 4 felonies that were in the locker, and of course, each one had to have a separate order that was sent to the judge, and the judge signed off on this before we can get a vote. But we're moving along on cleaning this out. I was really quite interested in hearing about DuPage County. One of the things that they did was they actually secured one of those movable, like the back of a semi-truck, that they moved all the evidence into this back of a semi-truck, secured it, and then cleaned everything and got it ready for, with bins and everything marked, and then they moved stuff back in so that everything was inventoried and they knew exactly where it was. We want to find out what we need to keep and what we need to get rid of before we move to that process. That may be something that we might look into in the process of everything else that's going on with the courthouse. And by the way, thank you very much for everything that's going on at the courthouse.
Now, are they just tuck pointing? Is that all they're doing, or are they going to be cleaning it as well?
Unfortunately, I have not been faithfully attending the buildings committee, so I can't tell you exactly what's going on over there. I just know that it's moving, so I'm happy to see some stuff in there.
Because I was walking in, Steve and I were walking in, two people were talking about it. One of the guys was very upset because apparently nobody worked on it yesterday. I mean, I don't know. I wasn't here. They work at night.
They're bleaching and, power washing it.
Steve, there you go. You can explain to him.
There is a night crew.
They probably don't want to power wash it while people are going in and out.
Well, they said that bleach can come from the vents.
That's okay. Get some of the attorneys a little stance on their desk.
Yeah, I haven't
noticed anything inside the building. Any adverse effects inside the building. I just know that they're moving, and I've got faith that it's going to be better than it was.
Yes.
Good. What about the inside? When are they going to start?
Like I said, I'm
wait for building to tell you.
I'm making it my business to start going to the buildings committee and learning more about this.
Mm-hmm. Okay, good.
Is that it?
Yes, sir. Thank you very much.
Any questions for Mark? Sheriff's not here. State attorney?
Not too much to report this week. We're reviewing for potential murder charges later today. If we file on that, that'll put us at 4 for the year, which is about on par with where we've been the last few years.
Where's
the set? Grand City.
Your hometown?
Yeah,
which one?
Well, we can't
say. The one against the cops?
No.
Killing a guy? No.
No, this was an elderly victim. But we can't say too much yet because we haven't filed on anything yet, but we're reviewing. That today.
Is that Granite case looking like it was a suicide?
I don't know. The state police is investigating that.
That's what a sure shot would like to be.
So we had our last two public heroin task force meetings. One meeting had two family members. One woman had lost two daughters who died from heroin. The third daughter is in prison. So her speech was pretty powerful. We had another gentleman whose son is in boot camp, and his son is, I think, about 6 months in, and we have an SIUE student who's working on a documentary about the heroin issue, and we're trying to get them in touch, get together to do an interview. The son wants to try to help him tell his story, and the SIUE student, if you have anyone who would be interested in speaking, if you know anyone, let me know.
Okay.
She's coming to all of our meetings and recording them.
Anything else? Any questions? Public defender.
Hi. Okay. I reported last month that we'd had the flood back in December in the offices, and you asked how that was going. And I told you, actually, I thought it was going pretty well. Can I change my mind? They finished the walls, ceiling, and all that, and said we were basically good to move in. When we got back the office, so to speak, they had never, in the 6 months, lifted the floor mat. It was still wet under there 6 months later, and obviously moldy.
Oh, my.
And that. So we have asked for new carpeting and been told that we're on the list, whatever that means.
Now, who does your carpeting? So, ground? Building and grounds?
Yeah, building and grounds. So we're now 7 months out of that office that I've had an attorney sitting in the library practicing law without an office. Then last Monday, we had the rainstorm. That's a picture of the 6 inches of water that we caught in my office. This is now my office. Yeah, and we're supposed to have rain again Sunday. That's me standing in the background there underneath the sheets. We've done the sheets as into funnels so as to collect the rain that's coming out of the ceiling and try to funnel it into baskets. So now I go in every morning and unwrap my office if it's not raining and do my work and then wrap it up before I leave at night. I don't know. I understand we got the contract let for the roof. That's great news and that they're going to start soon. But in the meantime, this carpeting problem and stuff, you know, I need to practice law, people. And, you know, I appreciate the problems that Grounds has, particularly in the summer when, quite honestly, their workload increases. But 7 months, you know, I've had a lawyer out of the office 7 months. I've had other people out of their office 3 months. Now I'm out of mine. It's challenging to do our mission.
They can't do the recarpeting until the roof's fixed, though, right?
Well, that area is not leaking anymore. They've put the temporary patch on that.
Where's your
I have a,
at?
My office is directly that. Over the chairman's office. If you would go straight up three floors.
Okay.
And really, I think the problem in my office arose from this new scaffolding they were putting in. Because I was sitting there, Mark was in the office, in fact, at the time. They were dropping something on the roof above me. I mean, it sounded like they were dropping 60-pound concrete blocks because we were sitting there trying to talk, and my coffee cup would, you know, and that it was brutal. So I think that's how I got the holes in my roof. But nonetheless, you know, if we could get the carpeting moved up, you know.
Well, I was going to say, at a minimum, that carpeting should be pulled out.
Pulled out and new stuff put in. And the delay is just, it's, you know. And quite honestly, I need the library to practice law in right now. So I need my assistant out of there. Get her back in her office and I can move in.
Have you discussed this with...
Yeah, and all I get is that, well, you're on the list and we'll get to you as quick as we can.
What about Joe Perini? Have you talked to him?
I haven't talked to Joe about it, no. But, you know, this latest thing...
But you still have water coming in.
Well, I don't know. We had the rain on Monday. We haven't had any rain since Monday. They went up and said they did a temporary patch on Tuesday when the sun shined. And we haven't had any rain since then, so do we or don't we? I'm afraid to uncover things until we have a rain and it doesn't leak.
I didn't know we had any issues with this building as far as roof.
They're putting a new roof over it.
The whole building?
No, I think just, you know, the third, you know, part of this area here only is three floors. And I think it's the roof over the three-floor area where they're having the trouble.
We have leaking.
Oh, okay. I stand corrected.
We've had leaking for years. I don't think we've had the extreme.
When they designed the building, what they did was they have like more or less a facade that matches the outside, matches the height of the courthouse so that they match up. And then actually the fourth floor is offset by about, 20 yards or so. So there's 20 yards of roof on top of all the third floor offices.
Right, we see them up on the roof.
On this side,
that area.
From here to the other side. And then there's a fourth floor there's actually a fifth floor with a roof. The fifth floor has mechanical stuff up in that area. So that what he's talking about is that more or less it's a facade-type roof of 20 feet's worth of area. If you actually go to the fourth floor and go off to the, and look through the window, you can see that area. That was one of those things that I was really mad about when we moved into the building. We were on the top floor of the tallest building in Edwardsville, and we look out and we see a wall.
All that extra space that we didn't get.
Yeah.
If you look up anywhere on the fourth floor, almost every panel, not almost every, I'm exaggerating a little bit, but we all have our own little water spots and stuff.
Is it Carlisle roof? Carlisle roofing type thing?
I have no idea.
Rubberized?
I think that's what it is, a rubberized membrane thing.
Mm-hmm. It's amazing.
We don't have a steel roof on here like we do on... It's flat roof.
Flat. Maybe the fifth floor has a... the fifth floor might have a steel roof up there. But the facade area
typical
is rubber.
Flat roof.
It looks like rubber.
Yeah, that's
typical municipal building.
cheaper to construct than one with a peak zone.
Cheaper to construct, you always have problems.
Does Kurt need to come to this meeting? I mean, this is 2 months in a row we've had multiple organizations coming here complaining about facilities not taking care of them.
I mean, I just make an observation for you. Is that they got hit pretty hard by cuts, and they have actually less people. They have a lot less people than you know when I started being county clerk, and twice as many buildings.
Yeah.
I mean, half as many people and twice as many buildings. It's no wonder we don't get any stuff done right away.
Yeah, I'm definitely not complaining about their effort. I mean, and in fact, even during this, when the rain started coming in on my desk, I called. I mean, they had somebody up in my office with plastic at least, in 10 minutes. I mean, they're responsive. They're from an outsider's point of view.
They're overwhelmed.
Yeah. And particularly in the summer when they also have the grounds to deal with, mm-hmm. much more than they do in the wintertime. And that, but, that's...
It's all too obvious.
So they don't hire temps for cutting grass and things like that?
Yeah, I have no idea, but I see the regular people out there cutting it, so I don't know.
They used to.
So
it's all too obvious to us as board members. We're overlooking the fact that there's not enough people to do the work. And like Mark just alluded to, we've added two buildings since I've been here, and that's since 2009, and we're cutting staff, and something's going to suffer the outcome, and this is what we're seeing now. It's all starting to catch up to us, and we all know what we need to do is just doing it that is obviously difficult for some people. I don't know.
Well, I would say, second everything's been said about them. They're fantastic about coming out dealing with stuff. They don't have the people to do preventive maintenance anymore. Like, I run a juvenile jail. Those locks should be maintained. They'll come out and fix them when they fail, but they don't have somebody that can come out and routinely service those and make sure they're operational. Anytime I call them, they're out there very quickly. Just like you said, they do a great job. But I agree, they're overwhelmed. And the county saves a lot of money. They've had people trained in AC. Mm-hmm. We don't have outsiders come in and fix air conditioning units and things. All that's done by county maintenance. I mean, they save the county a tremendous amount of money in the things that they're able to do that don't have to be contracted out.
Right.
But they do need some, I think they need some more personnel personally. I think Judy would vouch for that as well.
I mean, it's impossible for them to get ahead of things when they're, every day they're responding to emergencies instead of.
And Mark's right, they just have more buildings than they ever have.
When the buildings need them more than ever now.
Right.
They don't need as many when they first had them.
Yeah, I mean, buildings. You guys know about the jail's condition.
Sure.
And, there's a big sucking sound over there for the. for their group and the old hospital.
It's another one.
It's an old building, but it's huge. It's 400,000 square feet. It's huge.
And our people, that staff, were the ones doing the remodeling jobs there. Again, saving the county all kinds of money by not contracting that out. And now we've got these situations that they can't get to.
They
physically can't get to. Mm-hmm.
When we had a more fully staffed grounds and maintenance, when we redid my file room and lunchroom upstairs, I went out and got capital expenditure approval to get new cabinets, all that stuff. And maintenance comes to me and says, "Hey, we got all this stuff out of the hospital. Come out and look at it." And we took cabinets out of one of the dispensaries out there. That's what my file room's made out of, is cabinet. That's what happens when you have enough people and enough on-site people to do it. And we ended up, I had like $15,000 appropriated for that, and it cost me two countertops. I think I spent about $800 on the whole project, because they went and got the cabinets, brought them up, installed them. I ordered custom-made countertops, and we were done. Instead of $15,000, it was
$800. They used to build shelves for you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, all kinds of things. The other thing I have to report is that we'd met with the state archivist about 2 months ago, and we finally got his report a week and a half ago of he inventories all of our stored files. And now that we have the inventory, we can now request permission to destroy those files. And we have to give them 60 days notice. We don't even have to request permission. We just got to give them 60 days notice that we're going to destroy those files. So we will start the process relatively soon of clearing out some of our old felony files that we have in storage out at the hospital. And we'll probably just sort them in basically two piles, those we have to keep forever, those that we have to keep for a while, and those that we can get rid of, and then we'll deal with the destruction issue. But
is that process is ongoing.
Haven't gotten that far, to be honest with you.
Is that a county contract, county-wide contract, or just with the circuit clerk?
No, just with the circuit clerk.
Okay. So, is that, are you going through that group in Highland that does...
No, there is a group in Highland that does that, and we do use them for our regular...
Right. I didn't know if they were kind of coordinating.
No, this is HOV, and it's the name of the company, HOV Services. I don't know what HOV stands for. But it's they have labs in terms of restoring documents to the point they can be filmed. And the big thing is the filming and digitalizing that they do, and that the destruction is kind of icing on the cake.
So anyway, we should be getting rid of a lot of our...
I think you ought to get your carpet mat removed as quick as possible because the mold is going to keep on growing. You know?
You get no argument from me.
Yeah, I mean, bare floor is better than moldy carpet.
Yeah. I'll go talk to Joe after this meeting, and he can make some inquiries. Unfortunately, we don't meet for another month. But I agree with Jamie. I think maybe Kurt ought to be here. Try to get him here because 2 months in a row we've had issues with the facilities.
Thank you.
I'd just like to get maybe if he's here, maybe he can explain where they're at. Okay. The bills I think have gone around the room. Entertain a motion to accept the bills.
So moved.
On these bills, I'm sound like a squeaky wheel here, but I would like to get these purchase requisitions the day before so I can properly review them. And it's kind of goes on and on. I'll get them for a couple months, and then we come back to show up at the meeting, and that's when I see them for the first time. I take the time to read every line of those things, and I would like to be able to do that in advance. And so that's what I'm asking is that we go back to getting these things.
I'll mention something over here when
we used to get them.
We did get them, and we haven't had them for the past 2 months.
And we're paid to provide
like
oversight.
I
would like to at least read them in advance before I put my signature on them.
Okay.
And doing it here is not enough.
I'll make a point of saying something to them in there. Okay, Art.
Hi.
Liz.
Terry.
Yes.
Jamie.
Yes.
I say yes.
What's a punch head kit for the jail?
I think something looks like you.
They overpaid for it, then, if it looks like me.
I don't know.
I paid like $15 for it. Well, I left my phone over at the office. So otherwise, I'd look in the Google machine for that.
It wasn't the money. I just saw it. My cousin sounds kind of stupid.
I don't know.
What's it called, Mike? I was
punch head kit. It's a torture device.
Torture.
Take him into the gym area.
For $15? Come on.
We usually call it Johnny Nesky. He was the punch head guy.
Johnny One's guy, yep.
Who, by the way, has had a pretty rough go of it the last couple months. Johnny Nesky.
We used to take people in that jail. He said, you can make one phone call, don't care. He called the President of the United States, and I don't care. But he said, there it is, there's the phone. And you don't say nothing cross to it. especially in the old jail.
That old jail must have been some.
Oh, that basement. They had a cell down in the basement. That damn cold. What do you think? How deep do you think that basement was, Terry? 30 feet?
Oh, yeah.
It was.
Stone walls.
They
scraped it. They scraped enough of the mortar out that they were able to push the brick.
At one time that happened.
They were able to scrape enough mortar to push the brick out of the way, and three of them got out through the. Through the wall.
I think the cook caught one of them.
Well, I wouldn't mess with the cook.
You spray them down with water down there, they sober up in a hurry. It's cold down there.
It's cold.
Okay.
I'll
get a
punch aid kit.
Don't put that in the... That doesn't go to the newspaper. Statute of limitations has run out way.
Make sure you spell Steve's last name properly.
Okay, any new business? The old business. Entertain a motion to adjourn. Second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed?